This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is downplaying Russia's announcement that it will fundamentally scale back military operations near Ukraine's capital and another city. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Russian troops have taken heavy losses in a bid to seize Kyiv and other cities amid strong Ukrainian resistance. Moscow now seems to be lowering its aims, but here at the White House and elsewhere.
We'll see. I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are.
The Kremlin says the pullback is a goodwill gesture aimed at boosting trust in peace talks. The president was asked if the withdrawals aside, the negotiations in Turkey may be showing progress.
Let's just see what they have to offer.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Five people were killed in gun attacks Tuesday near the Israeli coastal city of Tel Aviv, emergency responders said. The third fatal gun or knife spree in the Jewish state in a week. Residents of the ultra-Orthodox town of B'nai Brak and a neighboring town reported a man had driven around and opened fire at passersby, and Israeli police later said that security forces killed the assailant. They did not reveal his identity, but local media named the assailant as a Palestinian. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett says the country is facing a wave of, quote, murderous terrorism. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the shootings. Bennett said he would convene an emergency meeting with top security officials to review the situation. It marks the third deadly attack in Israel in the span of 1 week, bringing the combined death toll to 11. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Ethiopian government and Tigrayan rebels on Tuesday accused each other of blocking humanitarian aid convoy carrying emergency supplies for a starving population in the northern region. On March 24th, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government announced, quote, an indefinite humanitarian truce effective immediately, saying it hoped to hasten delivery of emergency aid into the Tigray region, where hundreds of thousands face starvation. Hours later, the rebels agreed to a, quote, cessation of hostilities, a new turning point in the nearly 17-month war in northern Ethiopia, which has left thousands dead. But each side has since issued demands, and none of the aid trucks currently waiting in the capital of Afar has reached Tigray, where no aid has arrived by road since December 15th. The WFP estimated in January that 4.6 million people in Tigray, from a population of around 6 million, were, quote, food insecure, with 2 million of those suffering from, quote-unquote, extreme food shortages. Hong Kong's deadliest coronavirus outbreak has cost about 6,000 lives this year, and the city is now running out of coffins. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The coffins typically are wood or wood substitutes, and there is a scramble to keep up with demand. Albert Koh with the nonprofit funeral advisory group Forget Thee Not says some families are using eco coffins.
They feel a little bit shameful to use a so-called paper casket. They feel that this is not respectful to their beloved ones.
Koh says the idea is to offer a more pleasant farewell without the fear of death.
We have over 40 different designs covering different religions, hobbies, and also, the color can be full of range.
Hong Kong has reported about 200 coronavirus deaths daily on average over the past week. Space constraints there make cremation a common burial practice. I'm Ed Donahue.
Recapping our top story, Russia promised on Tuesday to scale down military operations around Kyiv and another city, but the United States warned the threat was not over as Ukraine proposed adopting a neutral status in a sign of progress at face-to-face negotiations. Talks took place in Istanbul Palace more than a month into the largest attack on a European nation since World War II that has killed or injured thousands, forced nearly 4 million to flee abroad, and pummeled Russia's economy with sanctions. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.